Stop 15 looks at the trees along the roadway. The park was designed by Walter Hill, who was director of the Brisbane Gardens. He donated some of the early trees and shrubs, but later complained that his original planting scheme had not been followed. Regardless of who chose the plants, there are now some very interesting trees here. As you walk down the hill, you will notice on the same side of the glasshouse and bush house that there is a large fig tree. This is a Hill's fig, a native Queensland tree with graceful semi-weeping foliage. Some fig trees were growing naturally here before the park was started, but these were probably Moreton Bay figs. Many Hill's figs were planted later because they were a favourite tree of the park's curator, Frederick Turley. The tree on the lower side of the fig is a camphor laurel. In some areas, this tree has become a pest, but it is not a problem in this location. This is possibly the camphor laurel, which the mayor planted in the park in 1900 to celebrate the relief of Mafeking during the Boer War of South Africa. Below on this corner, still on the same side of the road, is another Hill's fig. Turn now into the roadway on your left. Stop 16 is the tree straight ahead of you, in a separate island garden in the front of the plant nursery building.